another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we've got Dinesh D'Souza, author of the book that has been turned into the big blockbuster hit, Obama 2016, Obama's America. We have, of course, the U.S. ambassador to Libya killed, deader than a hammer, drug around. And here is the latest out of CNN just out a few minutes ago. U.S. using drones to look for targets tied to attack, U.S. official says, looking for jihadists. So they put them in, and then now want to go claim they're going to kill them. They'll probably just kill somebody else they want to get rid of and blame it on them. But pretty amazing to see all of this going on. And a Marine unit has been dispatched to secure consulate in Benghazi after attack. So it is definitely heating up right now. We'll be getting to more of that coming up throughout the broadcast today. We will also continue breaking down other news. This is something we've been covering a lot now. Even children in your backyard, the police are coming and taking you to jail. Or a mother with her children in a cul-de-sac on scooters. That you're just not allowed to do that. The neighbor called. When the snitch calls, the police come and arrest you. If you're an old man cleaning a gun in your backyard in the country, your neighbor sees it from 200 yards away, you're going to jail. The cops don't care. They're like, well, we better pick you up for psychological reasons, because if a snitch calls, we've got to empower that snitch that they're God. So if you even need the Supreme Court now, you could just have a snitch, busybody neighbor, just announce the sun won't come up in the morning, and you know they've got to like send a neutron beam at the sun to blow it up or something, because they can't let it come up in the morning if a snitch says it isn't coming up. You know, we've got to stop it. I mean, my point is, they act like these snitches are God. It's satire, folks. But what's not satire is mom sues police over arrest, LaPorte, Texas. Stay-at-home mom from LaPorte has filed a lawsuit against the city's police department and an unknown officer and one of her neighbors. Good. Tammy Cooper said she was wrongfully accused of endangering. Yeah, they should charge the neighbor with a false report. Well, the cops, I mean, where's the common sense here? Tammy Cooper said she was wrongly accused of endangering her children and was even forced to spend the night in jail, all because she let her kids play outside in a cul-de-sac in a rural area as she sat in a lawn chair. And they dropped the charges, but it just shows the insanity. Now, this is a short little segment, so I won't go to him now. We're going to go to break, and we've got him, Dinesh D'Souza, very excited about this interview because, as you know, a few weeks ago I went and saw the new film by writer and director, 2016, Obama's America. And he, of course, works in the Reagan White House. We'll give you his bio when we come back here in just a moment. But it gets into the psychology of why they want to lower the standard of living in the Western world, which is an admitted policy. I mean, they pushed the Copenhagen tax 3 years ago in Denmark when they were over there. They pushed that whole UN program saying they wanted to lower our standard, not build up the third world. They want to block its development as well. And it all ties into this whole Agenda 21, the whole nine yards. So we're going to go to break here in a moment and come back with Dinesh D'Souza. And again, he's in the news today. Deadline Hollywood is reporting that the 2016 Obama's America filmmaker reacts to President's slam looking for network to air before election, says mainstream media refusing coverage. Well, I mean, if Dinesh D'Souza just wanted to make money, that's probably a good thing, is that the theaters are still packed with people trying to see it. So the fact that they tried to suppress this, some of my friends were trying to get this to town like a month ago when it was first coming out because none of the theaters would show it. And they were having to pay to bring it to a theater. But then that got canceled because then it became a hit in limited theaters, so it got there anyway. So that was pretty interesting as well, just to see how the system does not want you seeing this. Does not want you seeing that information. We'll be right back with Dinesh D'Souza after this quick break. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Rex of Political Talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in the last month, his film has been in the top three. It is the second highest grossing political documentary of all time, or documentary period, right behind Fahrenheit 9/11. It's already made more than two of Michael Moore's other films combined, $26 million. And it hasn't even hit DVD or Netflix yet. And I'm not going to waste time going over his lengthy bio. Most of you know him. Dinesh D'Souza is the maker and a writer and director, and it's based on his book, 2016 Obama's America, that the system fought to even get in the theaters. I went and saw it, was very impressed with the quality of the production. I disagreed with a few things in it, and we'll get into that with Dinesh D'Souza, who joins us until the bottom of the hour. Of course, he worked in the Reagan White House as a world affairs advisor and a policy analyst, and he is a best-selling author and journalist, and he joins us now. Thank you for coming on the show, Dinesh.
It's a great pleasure to be on.
Okay, so, wow, tell us about the huge success of the film and where you're going.
Well, the film has become absolutely huge. It started in the summer as a small film showing initially in a single theater in Houston, Texas. Then it went to four theaters, expanded out to about 100. But it did so well in those 100 theaters that it jumped to 1,000 theaters. It's now in 2,000 theaters, so it's pretty pretty much any American who wants to see the film can find it. And on our website, which is just 2016themovie.com, will allow you to see a trailer and see where it's playing. The film has now become, it just surpassed two of Michael Moore's films, Sicko and Bowling for Columbine, and also Al Gore's film called An Inconvenient Truth. So we are now, remarkably, the second most successful political documentary of all time.
Simply amazing. It shows people are desperate for something than the mainstream path they're being fed, certainly trailblazing in a big way here. Dinesh, the basic thesis for those that don't know is that what? Obama is a global wealth redistributor?
Yes. You know, many people think that Obama is a wealth redistributor in America, and he is. So when they talk about the 1%, the 99%, they think that Obama means in the United States. But Obama's a global guy. I mean, remember, here's a guy who grew up in part in Indonesia, made multiple trips to Pakistan, to Kenya. And so Obama looks at all this from the world point of view. And I think when he thinks of the 1%, the 99%, he puts all of America in the 1%. And there are 99 hungry nations encircling America, all of whom want America's standard of living, America's wealth, America's power, and so on. So Obama is not just recycling money in the United States. He's also transferring large amounts of wealth from America to the rest of the world.
Dinesh, I want to get into the fact that you're in the news today talking about trying to get your film on television. Break that down. I see Deadline, Hollywood Reports, exclusive 2016 Obama's America filmmaker reacts to President Slam, and he's looking for a network to air before election, says mainstream media refusing coverage. Elaborate on that, Dinesh.
Well, it's been that, you know, remember when Michael Moore made his films, this guy was everywhere. He was covered by the networks. He was on all the Sunday shows. He was covered widely in the newspapers and so on. Our film, for a long time, was being ignored by the White House, and lots of mainstream outlets just weren't covering it. They were just pretending like it didn't exist. We're in a political season. This is the most successful political documentary of the year by far, and yet it was getting no coverage at all. So this is peculiar, and I think part of it was there was a sense that this documentary has harmful new information that might cause people to change their mind about Obama. So let's not cover it and let's pretend it doesn't exist. Now the White House has figured out, they're like, this has gotten too big, we can't ignore it, it's everywhere, so they've come out blasting it. But, you know, what a clumsy, inept blast it is, because they're alleging all these errors in the film that are actually, not only are they not errors, but they're easily provable. And so I'm very happy to get into this one-on-one debate with Barack Obama. It's a debate that I'm not worried that I'm going to lose.
Now, continuing here with the success of the film, do you think it is having a major bearing on the election, or could it be something that actually causes people to wake up to what Obama's doing and swing the election over to Romney?
Well, the film isn't political in that way. I mean, it's not a film that's sort of a just don't vote for Obama. In fact, the bigger issue here is the American dream. And in the film, we contrast two dreams, the American dream and Obama's dream. You know, I'm an immigrant. I grew up in India. And so my dream is the American dream. I believe in a society of merit, a society of in which free markets generate wealth. America is a force for good and for freedom in the world. That's my American dream. Well, Obama has a different dream, and it's the dream from his father. That's the title of his autobiography. And so in the film, we go and find out who was his father. What was his father's dream? And it turns out to be a third world dream, in some ways an anti-American dream. Certainly it's a dream of reducing America's influence in the world, treating America, if you will, as a rogue nation. So in some ways, it is true that Obama holds these ideas, but they're wider than Obama. They're in fact believed by many people in Riyadh and Jakarta and Rio de Janeiro. It's just that we've never had a president of the United States who holds these views.
Now we have the maker, the author, the director, you name it, of the new hit documentary, Dinesh D'Souza, 2016 Obama's America, on with us. Here's my issue. I've studied history as you have, and you could undoubtedly say until the 50s and 60s, the United States, which certainly wasn't perfect, did have a policy to actually try to build up the third world and really empower them and bring them freedom. Since then, perfect example, putting radical jihadists in Libya, putting them in Syria. They've now killed the U.S. ambassador in Libya. And NATO's funding this. This is bigger than just Obama. In your film, you show the Middle East spreading out into, you know, areas of Central Asia, up into Russia, Western Europe, you know, a new jihad, similar to what we saw triggering the Crusades. We see this, you know, Islam spreading like Mordor or something in Lord of the Rings, a similar map. But then we're told that's what Obama wants. Well, wait a minute. I mean, the big mega banks funding Obama, the same ones that are funding Mitt Romney today, they are the ones going with this policy. So my issue is this is a lot bigger than Obama.
Well, it is bigger than Obama. I agree. And, you know, in some ways, we've got to be fair. Obama didn't cause the Arab Spring. There was a revolt within the Arab world. My criticism of Obama is the way that he's reacting or responding to it. I mean, look, there's a power struggle going on in Egypt right now. It's between the military and between the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is the largest organization of radical Islam in the world. So whose side is Obama on? He's on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration has been warning the Egyptian military, you guys better turn over power or we're going to cut off U.S. aid. Now, wow, here's the United States. We had in Egypt an ally, Mubarak, a dictator to be sure, but a dictator friendly to Israel, friendly to the United States. We helped to push him out, and now we're accelerating a transition of power so that our own deadly enemies, the radical Muslims, get a hold of a major country. Look, the radical Muslims already control Iran. If they now control Egypt, there's only one other big country left for them to take over, and that's Saudi Arabia. So that's where the film goes. It says, wait a minute, you know, if Saudi Arabia falls, then all the major legs of the tripod are now in place, and all the smaller countries, Jordan, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and so on, they're never going to be able to hold out against a tide of radical Islam sweeping the region. So, you know, so what's going on with Obama? I mean, some people think Obama's a bungler, he doesn't know what he's doing, and so on. I say no. I think Obama knows what's happening. It's very predictable. You can see it happening right in front of our eyes. But Obama is trying to reduce U.S. influence in the region. And part of that is to weaken our allies and allow some of the bad guys to come to power.
Well, Dinesh, let me ask you this question. I mean, clearly, a lot of Obama's family has CIA ties and connections. When we hear that, you know, he's a radical Muslim who wants to overthrow us, I mean, I think that is just propaganda. I know you're not saying that. You're saying he's kind of a world citizen, a globalist. He wants to diminish American power. I agree. But not to give it to the Muslims. They're just going to use those guys, the radical Muslims, to destabilize. This is more of a British great game, speaking of colonialism. And I see the mega corporations that brag that they've conquered Europe through derivatives fraud and conquered us. I mean, I can play the clips of CNBC saying that the world's been conquered by private banks who aren't free market. And I see them always waging war against sovereignty and actually the old colonialism. So I see Obama not even as anti-colonialist. He is siding with globalism that is a modern corporate colonialism that actually teams up with the third world, not to empower them, but to leverage out the first world. Look at the example of the globalist teaming up with China. Now, I mean, I know that's a complex issue, but I know you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I do think that there is an alliance between a guy like Obama. I take a guy like George Soros, who has his own global agenda. Soros and Obama, in my opinion, are not coming from the same place. Soros has a European disdain for America. He uses financial leverage. I think he would love to try to pull America down. Obama has a third world ideology. This is the anti-colonial part. So Obama and Soros are coming from different places, but in a way they have a common project. And the common project is to level down the power of the United States.
Well, that's actually true, then. And what you're saying is true. Well, sure. I mean, Soros openly says he's wanted to kill the dollar forever. He's wanted to get rid of our liberties forever. He is an admitted, you know, as a young man, a Nazi helper and sympathizer. How is this monster allowed to operate inside of our country and run groups like Media Matters, whose memos have come out, wanting to destroy alternative media? These are authoritarians. So how did the power structure, who's not far from perfect, but how did they let somebody like Obama get in who does want to destroy our sovereignty, who would pay $22 billion to ship General Motors, Volt and Cadillac factories, Dinesh, to China? I mean, he really does want to destroy this country.
I think he wants to downsize it. I mean, I would stay away from the word destroy myself, but I'm just trying to be as cautious as I can in making the case so that it really sticks and is anchored on the facts. I mean, there's no question Obama will give defense contracts to Brazilians over American companies, which is a very odd thing to do when it comes to defense. Every country wants to have its defense contracts stay within the country, but not apparently Obama. Obama will basically say that American companies that advertise by American are being, quote, discriminatory. And so in trade deals that he makes in the Far East, he says, well, we're going to try to exclude those kinds of companies that are being, quote, discriminatory. Mm-hmm. Discriminatory how? By advertising by American. So, look, this is a very unusual guy that we have in the Oval Office. He's not Bill Clinton. I think we've already figured that out. But he's not even Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter made a lot of mistakes, but he made mistakes because he was a buffoon. He was incompetent. Obama's mistakes aren't like that. It isn't that Obama's getting results opposite to what he intends. He intends the results he's getting.
Dinesh D'Souza, maker of the second biggest political documentary in all time, 26 million gross in a month. It's going to be in the theaters another month and a half, then go to DVD. Look, I think your film is a masterpiece. I mean, it's cinematically, the style. I'm a filmmaker myself. The Obama Deception is free online for folks that want to watch that. I mean, I was impressed with what you brought to the table because most political documentaries are at about a fourth grade level. And I'm not insulting your film, but yours is at, you know, at a eighth grade, 10th grade level. And I guess in media, they say keep it at about a fourth grade level. But I mean, you actually tackle issues of globalism that, well, there's one point in the film, correct me if I'm wrong, where you say and show the evidence that it's not that they want to build up the third world. They want to bring us down to that level. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, with Obama, it's not about building up. I mean, he, in fact, he rarely even talks that much about the inner city or about the poor. He gets excited when he's pulling down the rich. That's his target. And that's when you begin to see Obama's, you know, his voice rises and he gets animated and so on. So ultimately, this is about leveling down. I agree. And it also, it's, but not just wealth, he's also leveling American power. I think he doesn't like a world in which one country, America, is the sole superpower. He'd like to see Russia come up, China come up, India come up, Brazil come up. He wants to see a multipolar world in which there are many countries sharing power. And by the way, many countries that have a roughly equal number of nuclear weapons. That's why he's spending less time trying to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb and more time trying to slash the American nuclear arsenal.
Let me say this to you. I mean, obviously, you worked inside the Republican White House of Ronald Reagan. I think it's fair to say you're a Republican operative.
No, that's not fair to say. I mean, I worked in the Reagan White House in my mid-20s. I mean, I'm 51 years old and the president of a college, so I just want to say I'm a conservative, but I mean, I have nothing to do with Romney or the RNC. I'm not.
Okay, well, then now that you've said that, I respect that. And again, I haven't gone over your lengthy bio because of the time, but you're obviously a scholar as well. Here's the bottom line. Romney is the worst Republican I have ever seen. Obviously, I don't have to list everything. When he was actually a governor, abortion, open borders, restrictions of guns, carbon taxes, wrote the Obama plan. I mean, all of this. My issue is that I want Obama out of there. I don't want him to not be facing reelection. I mean, even if Romney's going to be bad, at least he'll be facing reelection. So I am saying, okay, I see people that want to support Romney. My issue is this. What will you do if Romney gets in and continues what some of these monopoly capitalists want that have been financing Obama, who want tyranny, not liberty, who don't want a free market? What are you going to do to Mitt Romney if he gets in and continues what Obama's been doing?
Hey, listen, don't give me any ideas. I may have to make another film. But look, I don't know about Romney. As you know, we don't mention Romney in the film. This really is a referendum. I think this election is a referendum on Obama. If I had to say what this election is about, I'd even say it's about Obama versus Obama, right? There's the celluloid Obama, the mythical Obama that was put out in 2008, the unifier, the healer, the centrist. I claim that Obama does not exist. And then there's the real Obama, the guy in the White House, the guy who can't change, the guy who can't move to the center, the guy who has been formed in his mind by a combination of radicals, revolutionaries, in one case a former communist and domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers. I mean, these were his buddies. These are the guys. This is the real Obama. So it's a matter of, does a America wants.
Wow! So you're saying all the communist pornographers and weirdos that he lived with and was associated with, you're saying that wasn't just his foundation cover as a leftist. You're saying he really is a real globalist, Marxist-Leninist, deindustrializing crazy man.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If you know, Frank Marshall Davis was introduced to him by his grandfather. So, all right, I'll say that was somebody that his grandfather brought him in front of, and he was only 10 years old when he met Frank Marshall Davis. But every other guy, the Palestinian radical Edward Said, the Brazilian socialist Unger at Harvard Law School, Bill Ayers, the incendiary preacher Jeremiah Wright. I mean, Obama didn't bump into these guys. He sought them out. Because he wanted to hang around radical, revolutionary guys who he imagined to be surrogate fathers, kind of like his real dad who wasn't around.
Let me raise this in the 5 minutes we've got left with Dinesh D'Souza here, the maker of 2016 Obama's America, which is an amazing film. Dinesh, looking at this then, if he's as bad as you say, and I think the evidence is there, Fast and Furious, a false flag against the Second Amendment, the list goes on and on. We've got all these Obama advisors in the Financial Times of London, you name it, saying, don't worry if he's down in the polls. There'll be an event we're going to blame on their enemies. They don't say they're going to stage it, but they imply, don't worry, something's coming. I'm sure you've seen that in the news because it's been pushed for 2 years. Are you concerned he could pull an October surprise?
Not so much. He could, and that's a possibility. What I really do in the film and my work is I say I don't even need to go there. I don't even need to speculate about what he could do. I'm just going to look at what he has done, and I'm going to extrapolate out to what happens if he just keeps doing that over the next 4 years. So he's added $5 trillion in debt. Let's say he adds another $5 trillion, a very cautious and reasonable estimate. Then America will be $20 trillion in debt, and $10 trillion of that will have been added by one man, Obama. And then I said, wait a minute, why would one guy want to do that? Why would someone want to saddle his country with almost unrepayable debt? And then I offer a theory. I said, well, maybe he sees debt as a way to settle America's colonial debt. It's kind of like we owe the rest of the world. I can't get a foreign aid program passed that would transfer trillions of dollars in wealth, but I can achieve the same effect because if our children and grandchildren have to pay back all this debt, and some of that debt is owed to Kuwaitis and to Saudis and to Chinese, well, that's another way to transfer larger trillions of dollars outside the United States to all these other countries.
But, again, I go back to the issue. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, I mean, you look at the list of people that are not just supporting Obama, they supported all of his policies. They are financing everything he wants. I'm saying these globalists, we need conservatives and libertarians to recognize that there are two different groups of capitalists. There are the free market capitalists. There are the monopoly capitalists who want tyranny, who don't want freedom, who don't want us to have choice, who are working through big government types like Obama to convert us to an authoritarian system. That's all I'm saying is that all this corruption and globalism didn't just start with Obama.
Yes, I agree with that. And then even as I mentioned debt, you're well aware, I'm well aware, that Reagan added $200 billion a year in debt. Bush, of course, was a big spender. Bush's largest deficit was $500 trillion. But again, keep things in perspective. Obama's smallest deficit is more than double that. It's $1 trillion. And so I think what Obama's done is just lift things to a sort of complete and unacceptable new level.
I hear you. It just makes me so upset to see this country and the TSA sticking their hands down our pants looking for bin Laden while NATO and our own government is putting al-Qaeda in as the main shock force in Libya and Syria. It's so scary to see what both parties have become, the torture, the secret arrest, the wars, all of it. And I cover all that in the Obama deception. I made it 3.5 years ago. It's all come true, unfortunately. Dinesh, have you seen the Obama deception?
Very much.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break here, and I'll talk to you as we go to break and as you leave us, and then I'll find a P.O. box or something to send the film to you. Because, I mean, I get it. Obama's really bad, but I think he's a manifestation of how far along this globalist line we've gotten. Do you think Obama, in closing, may backfire on the establishment and may cause a pendulum swing back towards liberty?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I hope that people are using this sort of intense interest in politics that will be generated this year to think about what's happened to the American dream. And, you know, is this American era, which began in 1945?
We never even got into, you didn't build that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Now, I gotta say, I'm impressed with Dinesh D'Souza because normally a Republican type, but he is the head of a major university as well, you know, would just sit there and go to talking points and wouldn't admit what I was saying was accurate. But, you know, he basically responded. You heard him. He basically responded and said, look, I'm just focusing on what I can prove and a basic message so Obama doesn't get reelected. And it's the honesty that I appreciated from him as an author and as a filmmaker. So, again, and I wasn't trying to insult him. I said, most films are at a fourth grade level. Yours is at an eighth grade level. And I wasn't trying to be arrogant. He pretty much admitted that. He goes, yeah, I'm just trying to get some basic facts across. Because they say in politics, dumb it down. And that's why we've gotten to this place, is it's a feedback loop where people don't understand basic facts to the point of they can have Al-Qaeda openly being put in by Western governments while we're told give our rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to get us. It doesn't fly. I want my freedom back. I don't want feds on the streets running checkpoints who aren't even sworn officers. It'd be bad enough if it was real police. I mean, our republic is in trouble. And by the way, I'm not envious of people when they have a big hit film. I say more power to them. Great trailblazing. That's something I've always intended to try to do, and we will do it in the future. So I haven't had made a film in over a year myself, just because I've been busy getting the TV ready. I've always intended to develop the subscription-based system for 5 years and then put it on television. Beck's now doing that. I understand the Internet revolution because I grew up through it, and that's why we've been on the cutting edge. And so I'm glad for their film, and I'm glad it's doing well. I want the Obama deception that's free online and been seen more than 40 million times to be seen. It's free on Google and YouTube and all over. I want you to get the DVD with the expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com so you can have a record of it, because they can erase it off YouTube or Google. I want you to give copies to people, because this film exposes that they would then get rid of Obama and bring in a new globalist puppet, but that they would have him in there to blame it on leftists, to act like, oh, it was just Obama that was doing it, not the power structure itself. And that's what the Obama deception basically explains, and that's why it's so important. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the Obama deception, ProPure water filters, 10% off there, best gravity-fed filter anywhere, the Live Straw for out in the field, all of the great products and things that I have that I use to be self-sufficient, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll get you there. You can also link through. You can also link through any time at InfoWars.com over there to the different websites. Now, we do have some good news, at least at one level, and it's up at InfoWars.com right now. Congress smacks down the TSA, orders agency to reduce pat-downs. They've done this before, though. They're not going to stop. They grope every good-looking woman and every child, because that's what they're into. Orders agencies to reduce pat-downs, use private security screeners, and address scanner health. See, that's the problem. The TSA, this Republican plan's not good, now goes out and they certify not just private security people, but they go out and they certify the police now. So this untrained, out of control, out of their jurisdiction, not even sworn officers, they wave a magic Homeland Security executive order wand. Well, you saw cases of groping in high school proms in places like New Mexico, Santa Fe last year, and the federal judge said, okay, just have TSA there to train you, and then it's okay. Then you can stick your hands down Jenny's pants or Billy's pants. I mean, this is so crazy. So we're running out of the jaws of the TSA into private screeners. They'll do the same thing. They're also saying, oh, trusted travelers will wear a bracelet now. That is only one step away from what Homeland Security looked at 4 years ago, all of us wearing taser bracelets. Yes, you heard me right. You're like, that'll never happen. Oh, really, they're arresting mothers nationwide for children playing in their front yards or backyards or in the cul-de-sac. They're arresting parents that let their 12-year-olds ride the bike to 7-Eleven. They're arresting, they're putting cameras in bathrooms everywhere at public schools. I have that in the news today, in the U.S. and in England. Mothers who breastfeed, they're calling the police on. When a woman at the mall sits down and covers herself up, big deal. They're making our normal bodies and being human bad. The nanny state is a giant re-education camp takeover system. But an important article by Steve Watson at InfoWars.com and PrisonBody.com, Congress smacks down TSA. A new House report has slammed the Transportation Security Administration, failing to meet taxpayers' expectations, and also lying about the efficacy of the body scanners. They've been caught lying about the radiation dangers, lying and saying it's safe, and saying they have reports by John Hopkins, and it turns out John Hopkins' report says it gives you cancer. I mean, they're just incredible liars. Oh, we don't strip search old ladies. Turns out they do. Oh, we don't go down your pants. Then the video of them doing it. They just lie. We're going to stop searching 12 and under. They accelerate it. So it's like an occupational army. They're there to break your will, to bring in this tyranny. I'm starting to see mainstream media starting to get it and admitting that. Also coming up after our next guest leave us, scientists control rats' dreams with technique that could enhance memory. It's flashing lights, folks. Same thing they're putting in these new light bulbs. I'm going to break that down. New DARPA robot can automatically track and kill people. Combat robots. That's at InfoWars.com and PresentBunny.com. Michelle Obama launches a new supermarket shopping guide, but no mention of GMO, aspartame, MSG, gluten, anything like that. Just, oh, you're getting unhealthy, so the government needs to take over. And meanwhile, I was talking to a man, a longshoreman, the other night, and he also told me how he'd just been in South Korea. And I went and looked this up. You can't even get an aspirin or vitamins at the store. You have to go to a pharmacy and pay pharmacy rates for vitamin E. Hundreds of dollars if you convert it to U.S. money instead of $10 for some vitamin E. This is what Europe's passing with Codex Alimentarius. And joining us to break that down, backed by popular demand, is Dr. Joel Wallach. He's published numerous books on dietary deficiencies, conducts approximately 300 lectures annually. He had $25 million of government funding as a top zoologist. He's got multiple medical degrees, but his first one is as a veterinary medicine. And he discovered that a lot of different diseases were mineral-based or vitamin-based. Well, just like scurvy, vitamin C missing. A lot of adults have scurvy now, and the doctors won't even tell you. So we're going to be breaking that down with him and that attack. And we've got somebody who I'm a big fan of. Theo Ratliff is an American former professional basketball player who last played with the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers. Primarily a center, he was an excellent shot blocker who has led the league three times in blocks per game. Wow, a league leader. As of 2011, he is ranked 18th all-time in career blocks and 13th all-time in career blocks per game. Ratliff played basketball at Dolphins High School and later graduated from the University of Wyoming. He is also the owner of Rome Gladiators, and he is on with us. He is the maker, he's endorsing a proprietary blend for him of Rebound that I take. For people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here you can, I'm actually on some Rebound right now, an amazing energy, stamina, sports drink that is just off the charts. And so there it is right over there on the document cam shot. We can show people the Rebound FX. They've got it in different flavors right there. They've got Berry Boost and Citrus Punch. I personally like the Berry Boost the most, just like I like Polymers Plus that's berry. I just like berry better than citrus, but to each their own. And it's all available, I should add, as well at InfoWarsHealth.com. So we're also engaged in good old-fashioned capitalism here because I searched out the best vitamin and minerals for myself. Aaron lost 92 pounds on it, as you know. And I found longevity, and the testimonials just pour in, so they're both here to talk about that. We're going to Theo here in a moment, but let's bring up Dr. Wallach, Joel Wallach. Tell us about Theo Ratliff, and then we'll get his testimony here and talk about the amazing product Rebound that he basically envisioned out of the other longevity products because of the response he got.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always good to be with you, first of all, and then... Theo is a great American. He's a great role model for young people who want to be healthy and yet play sports. And Theo's career was over, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it is. He had only 28 years old. He was playing for the Atlanta Hawks, had bone-to-bone arthritis in both knees. Cartilage popped off his right hip, had to have it surgically stapled back down. Caught a pass during a game and actually fractured his wrist. And the orthopedic surgeons at the Atlanta Hawks refused to sign off on it and said, hey, this guy's too fragile to play professional ball. And a mutual friend introduced us, a guy by the name of Mike Glenn, who's an ESPN moderator, played for the Atlanta Hawks for 10 years himself. He used to be called the Stinger. Introduced Theo to the Youngevity program. We got Theo going on the essentially what is today the Healthy Start Pack. For his body weight, he's a big fella, and he's on the Healthy Start Pack plus our glucogel to rebuild his cartilage. And within 90 days, we had him rebuilt. He was able to go back and get his position back. He's been playing ever since, essentially free of any breakdown because he's been taking not only the 90 essential nutrients regularly just to maintain himself, but also the Rebound, which we designed for him. It has 100 nutrients in it. To replace everything you're sweating out, Gatorade only has two, water has none. And when you sweat, Alex, you're not sweating out water, you're sweating out a soup of all the nutrients you have floating around your blood. You have a perfect diet, you're getting 90 essential nutrients, so you're sweating out 90 nutrients. Most people don't. They have anywhere from 60 to 70 nutrients floating around their blood, and they sweat them out. And then you drink Gatorade, you're only getting two replacements. And that's why people break down in their joints, they break down in their muscles, they have heart attacks, they get diabetes, and they die 25 years early.
Amazing. Let's bring him up on the air, Theo Ratliff, to break this down. Theo, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, great to be here, man, and thank you for having me on. I don't know if you're Mr. Jones or Alex or what you prefer to be called.
Oh, sir, please call me. Please call me Alex. I'll call you Theo.
Yes, it's a great opportunity to be on your show, and always my man, Dr. Wallach. Always putting out that knowledge and letting people know what the real deal is as far as with these minerals and their health.
Describe what happened to you. I mean, he just encapsulated, but take your time. I mean, because I was reading in Sports Medicine until recently, they never even really discussed that you need a full spectrum of vitamins and minerals. And then, of course, you guys sweat more than anybody in probably any other sport because it's so aerobic. Break down your story.
Well, I mean, I've been a guy that always took care of his body. You know, when I was younger, got proper rest, ate proper foods, did all the right things. And probably it was my second year in the league, going into my third year. I banged knees with somebody, ended up having to go through a microfracture surgery. Had to play the year throughout with a microfracture surgery. And, you know, when you get the microfracture, you know, you get a lot of swelling, a constant swelling, even after you're done, even after you have the surgery. So I was going through constant swelling, was able to play through it. Lo and behold, ended up going to Philadelphia, playing with Philadelphia, starting, really making a name for myself, leading the leagues in blocks, and just playing well. You know, body was still kind of breaking down at the same time, but I was able to fight through it. But lo and behold, about my fifth year in the league in 2001, I ended up being, you know, one of the top defensive guys in the league at the time. I think we had the best record in the league at the time before the All-Star break, and probably two, three games before the All-Star game, I went up to block the shot on, I think it was Dirk Nowitzki in Dallas, and I came down on my wrist trying to just catch myself. A routine ended up fracturing my wrist. So wasn't able to play. You know, one of the top centers in the league at the time. So during that time, we have what we call a trade deadline. So because I wasn't able to play and wasn't able to perform at that time, I ended up getting traded for Dikembe Mutombo from Atlanta to Philly, and I ended up going to Atlanta. So then play the rest of the year, just rehab, heal my hand back. And then during the summertime, after I was healthy and everything, I just went up. This couldn't have been no more than 2 or 3 days when I started playing again. I just went up and jumped for a routine ball, and I ended up tearing the labrum in my hip. So I had to sit out again. So went through a surgery, tried to get the body back together, but it just wasn't working out. I thought after 6 years, it looked like I was heading for retirement. So, lo and behold, I heard Mike Glenn, who's our commentator, which Dr. Wallach said, was speaking to another gentleman on the team about minerals and mineral deficiencies and calcium and different things of that nature, and talking about the different diseases. And I was like, man, is that what's been going on with me? So I pulled him over to the side, and I told him, look, man, you got to break these minerals down to me. Break this thing down, because I know I've done everything possible to try to stay in this league and build my body up and do all the right things. But my body's just breaking down on me. It's like my bones are getting brittle. So he sat me down along with a guy named Phil Oliver, and they explained to me about the calcium deficiency, the different disease you can get from calcium. But one of the biggest things that they told me about was athletes don't live long. I mean, when athletes finish playing, they have an average lifespan of probably 55.
Look at Will Chamberlain. Look at all these guys.
Right. And you see it just from how guys pass away, you know, constantly and throughout the retired ranks. So they kind of explained to me about, you're losing your minerals. You know, you've been doing it all your life. You don't know it. All you do is taste the salt and the minerals because that's what you're familiar with. But at the same time, you're losing 90 different minerals that are coming out your body as you sweat. And I was amazed, you know, when they was telling me this. I'm like, man, could this be what the situation is? And then Dr. Wallach explained to me about growing cartilage back, and I'm telling him about my knees swelling up every time I run, and the hip and all this stuff. And, you know, it was to the point where, you know, I was always a great listener, but when they start saying the things that they were saying, me being from Alabama and thinking about a lot of the old remedies that grandma used to use, it made sense to me.
Well, yeah, grandma used to grind up bone to put it in the bread, and grandma used to, tell people they needed to eat clay and things. And, I mean, you see the deer out doing it. I mean, I was watching a show last night, showed elephants sticking their trunks way down into the mud to get minerals. I mean, animals know this. Why have we forgotten this?
Right. So when he told me about the gelatin and being able to recreate cartilage and build your body back with the minerals and different things of that nature, I got on it diligently. I did not stop taking it. I still, to this day, I wake up and I take my minerals every single day, you know, like clockwork. You know, and once they explain it to me, it's like food. It's not a matter of what you consume as far as the amount, but it's because it's like food. It's natural and it's a plant-derived mineral, so it absorbs in your body, you know, 100%. And when you hear something like that, you kind of throw up a red flag. But as you do your research and you learn about plants and how they work and how they function in your body, you tend to understand. So I got on the program diligently and was just all out with the program and was able to build my body back and went on to lead the league in blocks that year, was up for defensive player of the year at the same time for the next 2 years, and, you know, went on to Portland. Transferred to Portland and was able to sign a big contract. And during that time, because I was so diligent on the program, they created this Rebound FX to keep me sustained throughout the game as far as with the energy, you know, that I need when guys are dying in that fourth quarter and they see my motor is still up at 100%, it gave me an advantage. So, you know, this product has been great for me.
So especially formulated off what they thought you would need for long-distance stamina. Now, break down, because I've seen you on the news talk about this. What started happening is everything was starting to degenerate, breaking under this whole life of stress and intense sports as you were depleting your minerals and vitamins and things were starting to break down. I mean, how fast did you see a response when you started taking basically the Healthy Start Pack and the glycogel and other things? I mean, what was the response you saw, Theo?
For one, it's like a shock to the system because you're getting something that your body been craving your whole life. So once you start taking it, you get energized, you get rejuvenated. It's like a whole light bulb goes off.
Well, that's my problem is I've gotten more aggressive, actually. I've got to be honest. You know, the side effect of taking all these vitamins and minerals is I feel aggressive like when I was 20.
Right. You feel young, energetic. Muscles get strong, everything. So it's, you know, that said, you know, when I first started taking it, you know, within a month, I felt my body being different. You know, it takes a lot longer because I had the injuries already, pre-existing stuff. So as I continued to take and was able to do a little bit more and started not to seeing that swelling in the knees and in the joints and not having the ice down and doing all this different stuff, then it was like, okay, I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting back to that 20-year-old, you know, Theo, rather, where I can jump and do all the things that I need to do out on the floor comfortably, you know.
So nothing less than miraculous. And so, I mean, you do, I mean, in your own words, you basically owe it to longevity, you've said, and discovering this. You got how many more years in the league? 11?
Oh, man, it was at least 10.
At wow. Least.
So like I try to tell guys all the time and try to introduce them to the product, that You know, you need to learn what you're depleting out of your body. You know, everybody wants to go to the drugs and doing the surgery and different stuff like that. But if you're not attacking what's causing the problems, then, I mean, you're defeating the purpose.
Exactly. Breast cancer is exploding. It's always find the cure. How about we find out why it's exploding? You know, same thing with sports. Why do so many marathon runners end up having heart attacks later? Well, it turns out they've depleted all their minerals. As Doc Wallach was saying, Gatorade and the stuff they push has got like 2 or 3 minerals in it. This has got, you know, 90, the mighty 90 minerals and vitamins. It's just incredible. The entire longevity line. Folks can go to InfoWarsHealth.com to find out more, or they can also go Rebound4Energy.com to learn about that product specifically, and then go get discounts and free shipping if you sign up as a distributor and get auto ship at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Theo, this is such an amazing story because I only promote what I believe in. And I started, you know, sure, about 2 years ago, everybody's telling me this is great. And I've never been a vitamin or mineral taker. I've gotten like 70 pounds overweight. That's embarrassing to say. Talk radio, hadn't worked out in years. I've lost 40-something pounds. Aaron Dykes, and it's not even advertised as weight loss. It's just you're always hungry because there's no minerals or vitamins in it. As soon as Aaron got on this stuff, he lost 92 pounds. In fact, guys, you can go show that video on screen while folks are watching. Or go to InfoWarsHealth.com, folks. You can see the full Aaron video. But, I mean, it is miraculous how you're not as hungry anymore once you drink things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine or Rebound. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I say, all of them are great products. And, you know, I love to hear the stories. I love to hear people talk to me about, you know, them being on cancer and taking the chemo and energy is just bad. And the only thing that can help them to be able to get up and move is drinking that Rebound. I mean, I love to hear stories like that.
Well, tell us, I mean, how many of the other NBA people have you turned on to this? I mean, are they getting similar results?
I've turned guys on. I've turned a lot of guys on to it. You know, it's a matter of being a diligent student.
Oh, yeah. I was selling it and didn't really get on it for about a year.
Right.
I mean, I believed in it and saw results. Okay, here's a, you know, great thing. But I did, when I really started seeing, I mean, incredible results. I mean, it really is amazing.
Yeah, just say the ones that used it were very impressed on how much energy and how it helped them sustain that energy and the product itself, just, you know, how healthy the product was as far as the amount of minerals and vitamins that it has within the product. And it was a natural product. They were very impressed with that. And also, you know, the guys that used it also had pretty long careers where they were pretty much in bad shape too. Cause most of the time people don't really turn to this until it's a do or die situation.
What about the nutritionist? I mean, I notice now, Theo, when I go to like Whole Foods or Central Market, the big nicer grocery stores, suddenly there's other products kind of touting the same thing, but I notice they don't have the Mighty 90 like Doc Wallach's products and Rebound and others have. And I mean, you know, the original, now being copied, but still the best.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Wow. What does your wife think of this? I mean, if it gave you 10 more years in the NBA, that's a lot of moolah.
Oh, yeah. She loving it. She enjoying the benefits.
Wow, it's amazing. Well, I tell you, I take Rebound before I go into the gym, and my only issue is I'm already pretty wound up, and when you get all the things that are in this, it just, I mean, just absolutely turbocharges you. But I particularly like the liquid version. What's your favorite, the powder or the liquid?
Yeah, I like the powder. I like the citrus punch because, especially while I was playing, because I'm moving around, so I got used to doing the powder a lot easier, you know, to carry and not have to worry about spilling.
Oh yeah, it's smaller. Yeah. That's a good point.
And they have the packs, the small individual packs.
Absolutely. Theo Ratliff is our guest, folks. Big Pharma does not want you to know about this. This is a real revolution.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.